Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I have two kids. My daughter's 11. My son's 14 years old, man. People are putting pressure on me now with my son. They're like, are you saving up for his college yet? I didn't pay for my college, man. Are you serious? I owe 25 grand in student loans. I'm going to have to walk him up through the financial aid line to the people I still know. Yeah, I got a tab going, right? Yeah, no, turns out I am alive. I know.
Thursday, May 1st, 2025. How about that? April came and went in a blink. I hope that means that May doesn't drag on and drag on.
There's nothing wrong with dragging on a little bit.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I like the month of May.
The weather's usually nice.
Yeah.
You're close to school being out, but it's not quite out yet.
The weather was so nice yesterday. It was like a perfect day.
Yeah.
And people are like, it's too hot. I'm like, I don't think so.
Me and the girls got in the pool.
There you go.
It was great.
What was the temperature of the pool?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, it was a little chilly, but not too bad.
Oh, okay.
But then after they swam for a while, they started like, like their teeth started.
Probably pretty cold. My dog is the only one getting in the pool right now. And my kids are like, when can we go in the pool? I'm like, when the heat gets turned on. They're like, well, turn the heat on. I'm like, it's on the roof. It's not like a switch.
Well, how do you turn it on?
Oh, I don't do it.
There's
a guy who installed my solar heating.
Yeah.
This was, remember when COVID first happened and everybody's like, we have extra money. We're like not going anywhere.
Oh,
We have like extra, like let's do a project. Let's do something. Ours was installing solar heat on our house.
Okay.
For the pool. And I found a guy.
Okay.
And he worked for a big solar heating company, but he also did a side hustle.
Okay.
Okay. And he did it all. He did it cheap, but he did it right. And I don't know why he does this, but I'm not going to say anything, but he still comes out free of charge at the beginning of pool season and the end of pool season to turn it on and off for me. Because it's not just like turning it on and off. It's not like a switch. Like, you have to like flush the pipes.
Oh.
You have to maintain, you have to like check to make sure that like nothing has clogged them stuff like that. I don't know how to do that. So like, and he does it. And he does it for free.
I mean, that's great.
I always offer to pay him. And he's like, no. I'm like, okay.
Okay. So maybe this is something you cannot explain.
There's a good chance.
Okay. So our pool doesn't have a heater.
Right.
Okay.
Pools don't come with them usually.
Okay. So how do the tubes get to the pool?
Okay. So they pipe into the tubes that you do have now. So he makes.
Oh, but yours is on the side of your house.
Well, yeah.
So our pump and everything is like at the end of the yard.
So he would have to, or she would have to run it probably, if I had to guess, along the fence line. Yeah. Which I don't think that they'd need to dig for that. I think that they could probably put it on the side. It's just a little bit more expensive because it's a little bit more piping.
Right.
But it's kind of like simplistic in how it works. It almost seems like how a kid came up with it.
Well, because it's like there's just like water in the tubes and then the sun is like heating them, right?
Imagine putting holding water in a straw and then you just hold it under a light and then you put that back in your water. It's like, that's what it does.
I used to have a neighbor way back when I lived in Antelope and they had a pool and her husband just hoses somehow put a bunch of hoses up on his roof and then the water would get warm in them and he'd turn it on and it would put hot water in the pool.
There you go. However it works.
Right.
It is kind of, I know there's a real high tech way that you can use gas to do it though, but like it's very expensive and it's like, and why would you do that when one, the sun still works and
the sun's still on.
Right. And two, like, it just seems like it's just so much cheaper to do it this way. And let's say you want your pool really hot, like 90, 95 degrees or something like that. It just sits in the tubes longer. That's all it does.
My parents, I think, have to do it the gas way.
I bet that's
because their house doesn't have solar.
Well, you don't have to have solar, solar panels.
Oh, I see. Okay. And
if anything, actually, they would be better candidates for it because they probably have more roof space for pool tubes for the solar heating.
Okay. Because my mom says turning the heat on to the pool is crazy expensive.
Yeah.
So I kept saying why don't you get solar? Or I thought it was connected to solar. And she said, it's not worth the money. We're not going to live long enough. Oh my God.
Wow. How about that?
You're right. But she goes, for the price of it, we're not going to live long enough.
I get it.
Okay.
This is why you come to the wake up call for more home improvement conversations. Coming up next on the show, we've got Windows by Anderson or whatever that guy's name is.
Renewal
by Anderson. He's going to tell you how to get a good seal.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Kevin goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. He doesn't research them well enough, though. But that's why we love him. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the Terminator script was sold for $1?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Probably the year that it released, the dollar was more than $1.
I don't think that's true.
That's right. $1 was worth $100,000.
No, okay. I don't think that's
right. I would love to know what you think the premise of the movie Terminator is.
Me too.
It is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. He is half robot, I guess.
Okay.
Or full android.
Okay. Good start.
And then he comes to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm going to take
He's an alien.
Earth.
He's an alien?
Android.
Okay.
Android robot.
From space.
Yes.
Okay.
Comes to Earth and he says, hey, I'm going to destroy your whole world.
Oh.
But not right now. I'll be back.
Okay.
And then fast forward, they're all panicking the world, blah, blah, blah. And then Terminator comes back.
Yeah.
Okay. But then a group of people stop him.
Okay.
Push the power button off and he turns off.
Oh, I see.
And then they think that he's dead. They store him in a museum, trapped in a locked basement down underground near lava.
Uh-huh.
And then
there is lava at the end. Yeah. Okay.
And then Terminator 2 comes out.
What do you think Terminator 2 is about?
Well, great thing that you asked. They thought he was dead just by turning off the power.
Yeah.
He comes back alive.
Because he says, I'll be back.
Yes. Right.
And destroys everything.
Yeah. And when he says he will be back, he means it. Yeah, he means it. Yeah.
What would you say if I told you that in the second one, he's the good guy?
You didn't watch the right movie.
Okay. My mistake. My bad. I wonder if it's sold for $1 because there's such little dialogue in it.
Maybe.
Schwarzenegger only has like 12 lines in that movie. Yeah. Yeah. I think he still holds the record for getting paid the most and saying the least in a movie.
Wow.
He just says, I'll be back. I'm the Terminator. And what else?
It's taco time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's like his catchphrase. He says it a lot.
Comedy?
No.
I thought it was a horror.
It's horror action. Yeah. No, it's taco time. That's why when he ran for governor here, that was like
that was
a slogan.
His, slogan.
You were too young.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know penicillin was first called mold juice?
No. What?
Yeah.
That is some bad branding.
Yeah.
That is bad branding.
Mold juice sounds like the fat kid from a frat.
Aww. Yeah, it does.
Mold juice.
Now, do you know why it was called that?
Because the process of making penicillin, you have to ferment it.
I see.
Give it time to age.
Mm-hmm.
Have the bacteria grow. It's good bacteria, though, to help fight off the bacteria in your body.
He is a science guy.
Yeah,
He was a science major.
That's true.
What do we use penicillin for again?
Sexual transmitted diseases.
To give people sexually transmitted?
No, to cure it.
To cure it.
To treat them.
So let's say, God forbid, you get a sexually transmitted disease.
Never.
Why? You're very confident.
Well.
And you say you don't use condoms.
Right.
So where does that confidence come from?
Being celibate?
No. Manifesting and having the power to pull.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know tug of war was in the Olympics from 1900s to 1920?
Kevin, you are treading on thin ice here.
Well, yeah, you are. I can't even hardly hear those words without making my hand hurt.
Right. If anybody doesn't know, we had last summer, we were forced to do a field day for our company.
Team bonding.
Yep. Tug of war was the very first event in the very first opening minutes. And Katie broke her hand during, several people did.
Yeah.
But Katie was one of them.
All at the same time.
Uh-huh. Had to have surgery to repair her hand in tug of war.
Yeah.
So, okay. But
and
it was,
you know what? The company should never make you do what is currently or formerly an Olympic sport.
I agree.
And I stand on that.
I agree with that too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, be more careful.
I don't think I knew though. I definitely didn't know it was an Olympic sport.
Me and neither. Was it one person at a time or was it a team sport?
I'm going to say it's a team sport.
Okay.
Like a pair.
Oh, so just like a duo.
One in the back, one in the front.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But depending.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
what countries do you think did well?
Japan.
Why?
They did sumo wrestlers, duh.
Hard to pull a sumo
wrestler.
Oh,
and
okay.
Maybe the French.
Why?
They're undercover very strong for some reason.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Might be the maple bacon.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. The maple bacon.
Maple bacon.
I feel like you're talking about Canada, but that's fine.
French people like maple bacon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you lost us on that one. Well, Kevin, that was very informative. Thank you very much. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Kevin, do you mow the lawn at your house?
Yeah.
Now I do.
Why are you so mad at me?
Because who doesn't mow the lawn?
Usually it's one person's job.
Oh. We're a shared household.
Now. Oh, I didn't know that. See, this makes my question even more reasonable. Anyway, though, I found a thing from Home and Gardens, and it was four things that you're doing mowing the lawn wrong.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, this is stupid.
You're right.
I'm not doing two of them. This is crazy. Okay, first of all, we'll get to the two that probably don't apply to a lot of people here in California, okay? First of all, it says using the wrong lawnmower. Okay. A lot of people use a riding lawnmower when you really don't have to use a riding lawnmower. This is more for like the rest of the country.
Okay.
The other one, starting in the middle of the lawn. Again, I feel like this
Who
is
does that?
Well, if you've got middle? If you've got like a half acre lawn, like sometimes you'll just do it right in the middle and start there, and then like you'll section it off and do it in sections.
Okay.
Those are the two that don't really apply. Okay. The other two that do apply, I don't do. First of all, you've never sharpened the blades of your lawnmower. I was supposed to sharpen the blades of my lawnmower?
I'm not going down there. No.
That feels like frontier work.
Right.
Sharpen it with what?
We'll buy a new one.
A leather strap?
Right.
A large rock? Like, I have no idea how to do that. I'm not even sure I've ever seen the bottom of my lawnmower.
Oh, I've seen it.
I didn't assume that the blades were even sharp. I thought that they just were metal and went so fast that it just did the trick.
Yeah. It says dull blades can tear your grass instead of cut your grass. It says you can buy a sharpener online, but then when you search for sharpener online, I'm not kidding when I say this. This is what it shows you. It looks like it's just like one of those like razor things that you use to cut open boxes.
That feels like almost nobody is qualified to do that.
How would that even sharpen a blade?
I don't know.
Have you seen a lawnmower blade, Amazon? Here's the other one.
Okay.
These are things that we're doing wrong when we mow our lawn. Always mowing in the same direction. This is an easy fix, and I don't know why I do it. I always start at the same spot.
Okay.
I always end at the same spot. Like a stupid ant or a robot, I walk the same line. I trace the exact same path every single time. And it's like, that's wrong? You know?
But why?
Why is that wrong?
Yeah.
It trains the grass to grow a certain way.
Oh, I just thought it looks better.
No.
Oh.
No, like it trains the grass to like...
Do you guys ever do the thing where you mow the outside and then you get in a little bit more?
That's what I do.
And then get in a little bit more?
I go up, down, up, down, up, down, up,
boring.
Down.
So it depends on the shape. I have three patches of grass at my house. One is a perfect square. That's the one I do up, down, up, down, up, down. Okay? But then the other two have curves.
Yeah.
So I trace the curves and I go the same way every time.
Oh.
What a dummy.
Yeah.
I don't know that makes you a dummy.
What does it make you?
I feel like I've seen...
Just a lemming.
Like, yard people, like landscapers, feel like they just do the same thing over and over.
Well, how do you know? You would have to see them more than once.
I think I do.
You think you do?
I think so.
You should ask them. Well, maybe they know. Maybe they don't know.
I feel like they don't want me to talk to them.
They probably don't. That's probably one of the reasons why
they got into that industry.
No, why they wear the earplugs.
Oh.
Right.
It's not necessarily that loud. They just don't want anybody.
Yeah, they're like, if I put this in, nobody's going to bother me.
Which is 100% true.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, there was a lot of bad news for the Sacramento area yesterday. Even if you don't go to the zoo all the time, you were really excited about the prospect that the zoo was moving to Elk Grove. And it was going to get bigger. And it was going to get better. And it was going to get badder. And then it was announced yesterday that that's all done. Something happened. We don't know what. Nobody does.
I'll read the post that they made on Instagram.
Go ahead.
This is the official Sac Zoo. After much thoughtful consideration, Sacramento Zoological Society announced today that the proposed new zoo project in Elk Grove will no longer be moving forward as planned. Blah, blah, blah. For more information. It says, like, in the coming months and weeks, we'll have more info for you. This is going to be a great opportunity. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Nobody's talking, though. The press release, the official press release that they sent out to people that are Zoo members and stuff, we are deeply committed to fulfilling our mission and inspire future generations to love and care for the natural world. And with these considerations in mind, We believe that this decision is the best path forward for the zoo while staying true to our mission. That's as piping hot as the tea gets with this.
Somebody's fighting.
So what happened, Kevin? As a representative of Elk Grove, you were all about the zoo moving to Elk Grove.
You want to know what happened?
Yes.
You two happened.
What?
You guys didn't let us keep the Elk Grove Zoo name and said, no, since it's moving to Elk Grove, why should it be renamed Elk Grove Zoo? So since you don't want that, that's why you don't get it.
We did talk about that.
Right.
We did say that.
No, you guys aggressively said, this is Sacramento Zoo, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Don't change the name. Don't change the heritage.
Do we think that
you
that
guys
but
did
we
this.
Stand, I mean, we stand.
We stand by that.
Stand by it because now the zoo has no place to go.
Okay.
Think about the animals.
Okay, but think about something. Like, we wanted a zoo that was so epic that people would, like, travel here. Okay.
Yes.
I have to tell you something, and please don't take this the wrong way. Nobody's heard of Elk Grove.
Nobody.
Everybody's heard of Elk Grove. No. We are a booming city.
No.
Our population has gone up 30% since we first got discovered.
Cool, that's real impressive from 2,500 people.
Okay, how's Sun City, bitch?
Sun City? Where do you think I live?
Rockland?
All right, okay. I think, because you're right, we did talk about how Elk Grove Zoo is a terrible name and Sacramento Zoo should stick to their guns on it. What if we sunk this?
Yeah, you did.
What if, because this was clearly a fight, and I'll tell you why this was clearly a fight.
Okay.
They even said also in the press release, if you're just joining us, the Sac Zoo, no longer moving to Elk Grove. It says, while the timing of this announcement coming just hours before the launch of Big Day of Giving, which it is today, it's the big day for nonprofit charities. We have one that's close to us coming up next. Isn't ideal. We hope it offers our community an opportunity to rally behind us as we plan for a bright future here in Sacramento. Like,
wow.
This was clearly a fight that went sideways.
Oh,
you know what? I'm not donating.
Wow.
That's mean.
Wow.
First of all.
You got our hopes up. And then just because you two people don't like the Elk Grove name, they just stopped everything.
All you have to do.
Now we'll never see a giraffe on the freeway, just so everyone knows.
Okay, so for those that don't know, the only reason Gavin and I were okay with the idea of the zoo going to Elk Grove was in the hopes that there would be some sort of caravan of animals going down the freeway with giraffes' heads out of a truck.
A la circus train.
Yeah, and just like on their way.
Right.
And we could stand on the side of the road and wave
to them. We were looking forward to that.
And also, I see that this was signed by an interim CEO.
Okay.
So he's not even the real CEO yet.
All right, fine. Who cares? That's irrelevant. It doesn't. That part doesn't matter.
I think it's a little shady.
What's shady is Elk Grove.
No,
being a bunch of bitches on this.
We showed our cards and you guys didn't like it.
And
you
showed your card was better name it after us.
Right.
Or
because
else.
We provided the space. We're gonna take out some things. You know that mall we were gonna build? We took it out for the zoo because we care about the animals.
Because the zoo's way better than a mall, you dummies.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Right. We're gonna get a nice mall.
This is why you don't deserve the zoo. I'll tell you. Because
that's right.
Because you, as an Elk Grovian, said we showed our cards when you could have said we showed our stripes.
Oh,
right.
You're
See?
So dumb.
Yes. See?
You don't deserve a zoo. You wouldn't
I
even know what the zoo would
to know
do
that
with it.
When we were talking about this via text yesterday, Kevin called us stank-ass bitches. Okay? So, it has not only caused a fight between Elk Grove and Sacramento, it's caused a fight between us.
Guys, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight with Elk Grove.
No, we don't want to fight with Elk. We love Elk Grove.
But at this point, is the damage done?
But you just weren't ready.
Can we get you back? Well, listen, we're going to contact, because clearly the Sac Zoo listens to us. Probably more than they should.
They play it for the animals.
When you leave the house for your dog. We're going to talk to them, and then we're going to see if we can mend this. We get second date updates. We get people to go back on dates.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So, okay, we can get them to, we can get a second date for the Elk Grove Sac Zoo.
I feel like you're going to make it worse.
There's a good chance that might happen.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So today is the big day of giving in the Sacramento area, and I love that we do this here. It is when you're encouraged to make a donation to your favorite charity. And the Wake Up Call, we've got several charities that we love. One, though, that is so near and dear to our heart is the Rockland Community Theater. And I'd like to welcome Cassie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, full disclosure, Cassie and I are both board members on this, but
and I'm just a performer,
and Katie is just
I'm just a star of the stage.
She's very important to you,
right? Sure.
But Katie's kids and my kids have done multiple performances at the Rockland Community Theater, and it is a charity. Cassie, explain why it is a charity.
I mean, we are a family theater and we put on about 7 to 8 productions per year. But out of those 7 to 8 productions, 4 of them are for the kids. And a lot of that money that we raise each year goes into scholarships for our kids to be able to let them be in shows, workshops, after school activities such as classes. So we
summer camps.
Yes, everything. We provide that unique opportunity to be able to be involved in the theater no matter what their means are.
Yeah, and what's incredible about that is the effect that theater has on children. Let's talk about that for a little bit. There are people, you know what, Katie, your own daughter Audrey.
Yes.
Quiet kid.
I would have never in a million years thought putting her on stage, I'm going to cry. Like putting her on stage would be such a life-changing thing for her. But it also has given her this community of friends.
Yeah.
That they're all the same.
Yep.
And they're kind to each other. And even though, like, it's very interesting because if you play a sport, your teammate is not your rival, right? They're your teammate. In theater, you're all going out for the same parts. But the way that these kids... Sorry, I don't know why this makes me so emotional. The way that these kids champion one another, even though they're going for the same roles, and they get excited for one another, and it has given her the most incredible community that I just never thought she'd have.
And I don't know if it's directly and entirely because she got involved in theater, but your daughter Audrey went from, you know, a quiet kid that would come over to my house. And then once she started doing theater afterwards, she's this brash person that's very funny.
Yeah.
She knows how to engage with people. Communication skills are incredible. And Cassie, that's all because, or at least in part, because of skills she's learned at the Rockland Community Theater.
I mean, 100%. I mean, these kids go up, just like you're saying, shy, don't know how to express themselves, get this newfound confidence that we didn't even know that they had. And then it gives them skills kind of all throughout their life, in their schooling, in their careers later on in life, being able to make presentations with confidence.
Oh, yeah, great.
And,
that's such a
good
point.
Remember their lines and help them, you know, remember different things in their career. It's not all about the performance aspect. It's really about giving them life skills and getting this great group of friends that makes it feel like a family.
Yeah, teaching them the study skills to memorize lines and choreography and lyrics to songs helps them in school, helps them memorize stuff that they need to memorize for science and history and stuff like that.
Yep. Well, the other thing though is it's really fun.
Yes.
So fun.
They are having so much fun doing it.
If you want to make a donation to the Rockland Community Theater, which is a nonprofit, please text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, right now to 916-909-1065, G-I-V-E. It's not just the scholarships, too. It's something... Let's talk about the friendships part.
Okay.
Some of my son's best friends are people he has met through the Rockland Community Theater.
All of Audrey's are.
And I think meeting kids that don't go to your school, that aren't involved in the drama that is going on in your school, is so healthy for them. And there's something about the Rockland Community Theater, too. Sorry to all the other theaters out there that seems to be cranking out the talent.
That is true.
I mean, one of our family members at the Rockland Community Theater is about to, she won a national contest. What was the name of that contest?
BroadwayWorld.com. So, yeah. Like 200 kids submitted, and then she ended up winning the whole thing, went to New York, wow. And now her whole family is moving to New York.
Yeah.
Which is actually our president of the board, his daughter, but yeah. She's moving to New York and she got a full ride college scholarship.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's incredible. And we encourage your kids to be part of the Rockland Community Theater. And like Cassie said, this money goes toward, like, let's say you think you can't afford it. They've got so many scholarships because of people like you. Text GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 916-909-1065. GIVE to 909-1065. Cassie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being a board member at the Rockland Community Theater and giving your time and helping kids as much as you do.
1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, and it is time for us to play the game that is the most prized possession.
Are you smarter than Katie?
What's happening?
I got distracted by something. And, oh, boy. You know, I just keep getting thrown off by that. Brought to you by American Furniture Gallery.
I gotta let it go.
Act
like a professional.
I gotta act like a professional. Anyway, let's talk to David. What do you guys say, huh?
Okay.
David, are you there?
Hey, I am here. Good morning.
You know, I apologize. You know, you deserve better. Everybody deserves better than me. So listen, I apologize. Katie's leaving the studio. Jackpot's up to $120. And I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
You know what? Let's do it. I got my copy here. Let's do it.
I love it. Okay, here we go. Question 1. A highway in Alabama was all backlogged and even shut down the other day for everybody who was rubbernecking. Not for an accident, but for a kangaroo. The escaped kangaroo even caused a 2-car accident. What kind of animal is a kangaroo?
A marsupial.
Question 2. The baseball game between Pittsburgh and Chicago yesterday was postponed after or delayed after a fan fell from the stands into the outfield. The fan was critically injured and PNC Park is looking into what caused it. What is the name of Pittsburgh's baseball team?
Oh.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
All righty. Question 3. 11 high school students in upstate New York have been arrested for what is called hazing on steroids. A lacrosse player was mock kidnapped in the woods with a bag over his head and then simulated torture happened as part of a team hazing incident. Yikes. Does lacrosse have 2 halves or 4 quarters of playtime?
4 quarters.
Question 4. Billy Corgan, the lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins, owns a tea shop in San Francisco, and someone drove a car into it yesterday. What makes this even more insane is that it's the second time that that's happened in less than a year, and they are legit accidents. What is happening? Finish these Smashing Pumpkins lyrics. Despite all my rage, I am still just a what? 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
A man.
All righty. And question 5. And Kevin, help me out on the math here, okay? Believe it or not, the remake of Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal was a huge success for Amazon Prime. Not only are they making a sequel, but it's being directed by famed director Guy Ritchie, who's a great action film director. If the first one was 104 minutes long, and the second one will be 115 minutes long, how many full hours will it take to watch both?
Oh, let's see.
2 hours.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And David, what do we do for a living?
You know what? I am an office assistant.
You're an office assistant down in Elk Grove? Is that what you do?
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it. And hold on 1 second. You turned your mic off.
What? Sorry. I was going to say, I bet he's a really fun office assistant.
Yeah, you sound really fun.
Hey, you know what? Thank you. I am.
Yes.
It's only my third day.
It's only your third day?
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. This office.
And this is me without my coffee look.
Okay.
This office needs to appreciate you, David.
Yeah, you've got lucky to have you.
Fire and energy. I don't know if you're good at your job, but you're good at motivating people.
You know what? Personality has.
Listen, I don't want to do it, but I'm putting you on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. A highway in Alabama was shut down yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
For a kangaroo.
Yep.
The kangaroo even caused a 2-car accident.
Oh, boy.
Part of me wants to believe he was driving one of the cars, but I don't think that happened. What kind of an animal is a kangaroo?
A marsupial.
That is correct. A little baby pouch. Question two. The baseball game between Pittsburgh and Chicago yesterday was delayed significantly after a fan fell from the stands into the outfield. The fan was critically injured, and PNC Park's looking into what caused it. Terrible, terrible story. What is the name of Pittsburgh's baseball team?
Pirates.
That is Corona Sports.
I think what caused it is probably booze.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah. Question three. 11 high school students in upstate New York were arrested for what authorities are calling hazing on steroids. You see the story?
Yeah, I did.
Apparently, it was part of a lacrosse team hazing incident. This kid was mock kidnapped in the woods with a bag over his head, and then they simulated torture on it. It's a terrible story.
I don't understand hate. Like, hazing is supposed to make us all closer?
Yeah, I pledged a frat in college, and it was during Hell Week that I was like, what am I doing? This is dumb. Anyway, does lacrosse have 2 halves or 4 quarters of playtime?
4 quarters.
It does. Yep. Oh, I forgot you played lacrosse for a little bit.
As an adult, no less.
Right, yeah. Question four. Billy Corgan, the lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins, your favorite 90s alternative rock band.
Obviously.
Owns a tea shop in San Francisco.
Owns a tea shop?
Yeah. Madame Zuzu's? I think I'm saying that right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And somebody drove a car into it yesterday. And what makes it even crazier is this is the second time in less than a year that that's happened.
What?
Yeah. There's something about the position of that store. And people just lose control. They're legit accidents. It's not like there's Billy Corgan's place. We're going to wreck it.
imagine getting that phone call the first time.
Right.
Somebody drove into the tea shop.
Yeah.
You go, no way.
What?
And then you get it again.
Things like, am I on the radio?
Right.
Finish these Smashing Pumpkins lyrics. Despite all my rage, I am still just a what?
A rat in a cage.
A rat in a cage. Yeah. And question five. Believe it or not, the remake of Roadhouse starring Jake Gyllenhaal was a huge success for Amazon Prime. A lot of ladies watched that movie.
I didn't even know about it.
Well, you're missing out on abs, apparently, because ladies loved it. But they're making a sequel now. And the sequel is going to get directed by Guy Ritchie, one of the best action directors out there. If the first movie is 104 minutes long.
Okay.
And the second movie is 115 minutes long.
Okay.
How many full hours will it take to watch both?
Okay.
Roo-doo-doo. And a roo-doo-doo-doo. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to say... How many full hours?
Yeah.
3.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Nice.
Incredible.
Wow.
David, are you there?
I am here.
David, final score. You got 3, but Katie got all 5. Right?
Wow.
Wow.
Feels good.
You know what? That is all right. It was just an honor to, you know, I was lucky, and it was an honor to be on this call and to meet all y'all and compete against Katie.
David, I will hire you to run my office right now.
Wow. What an office, man. What is the name of your office? Give it a shout out.
You know what? It's Jabber Jim.
Oh,
Jabber Jim. Is that for kids?
Yep.
This is
wow.
You're
an angel.
You are amazing.
All right, Jabber Jim in Elk Grove. Free plug. because of David. Look at that. 3 days on the job and he's getting you free marketing.
Right.
David, what is it that you have to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not.
But I'm still rooting for her, though.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Appreciate that.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Kevin doesn't feel great. So he, in between songs, in between talking, was just lying down on the studio floor.
Which, honestly, we do.
We do sometimes. Yeah. Okay, it's fine. I don't care. Sue me.
Right. This is our house.
Don't sue me. I have no money.
Don't sue Kevin. He doesn't have any money.
Sue me. I'm rich.
And he's laying on the floor, and he's doing the thing that everybody does where he's on his phone. What were you, doom scrolling or something?
I was just reading some stuff.
Holding the phone above his head, and then out of nowhere, the phone flicked out of his hand, and it hit him right in the face.
Right in the face, and then landed on the ground. I didn't know iPhones weigh so much.
It is one of those things that is so relatable. It has happened to everybody. And what's so funny about it is that it comes out of your... I don't know if everybody holds their iPhone when they lay in bed like I do or lay down, but I put pressure with my middle finger and my thumb.
You don't have to describe how you do it.
Because everybody's
done it.
It's the same thing.
It doesn't matter how you hold it.
Well, it does, because when you put pressure on it to hold it in place, when one finger slips out, your pressure is what spins it and spins it hard right at your face.
No matter what, it comes hard... You know what? I'm going to say that different.
Mm-hmm.
That's
get us canceled.
Not me. Now here's where you wouldn't have to deal with this.
Okay.
If you had a pop socket.
Yeah, I can't do a pop socket though.
Why?
I don't because I feel like it's going to get caught on my pocket when I put it in my pocket.
You know, they have magnets. They could just come off. Keep one next to your bed.
I don't have the kind that has the magnet back.
I'm just saying.
Maybe I should get that just for bedtime lay downs.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. Here's the thing. 2 points. One, it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Where you flick your iPhone onto your own face.
Yeah.
And it's funny to think that that has happened to our parents. Just picture your parent right now, because they absolutely did this at one point. And just picture about how vulnerable they must have felt now.
Okay. That is so funny.
Second of all, anybody who is a kid.
You've done this to your baby.
You've dropped your phone on your baby's face.
Yeah. And we told Kevin that, and he was taken aback.
Yeah.
He was like, you've dropped your phone on your baby. And it's like, not only do you drop it on your baby, you drop it on your baby's face. Because you're like, you're holding them, yeah. Okay? And unfortunately, it's when they're very small. You're holding them in your arm. You're on in the bed, or you're like on the couch or in their rock or whatever.
Right.
You've got your phone. You're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Or worse, you're trying to take a picture of them.
That's what it's always me.
Oh, no.
And you just drop it right on them.
It's always been me when I'm trying to take a picture, and they look like little sleeping cherubs.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh.
Like you do it at a time when they are so at peace and so cute, and then you just ruin it.
Aren't they so soft right now, though, as a baby, and you just drop a heavy phone?
Yeah, yeah. It's really bad. The first time I did it was with my first son when he was like, I don't know, weeks old.
Yeah. I did it with Audrey in the hospital. And I want to say I did it like twice, like over and over too. And I was just like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. When it happens, you go, oh, like you feel like the worst parent. Like you want to call CPS on yourself.
Right. You're like, you know what? No, take it from me.
Because at least in my situations, they've always been asleep. So not only did I hurt them, I woke them up.
Yeah.
Which you never do to a baby. So anyway, what's the takeaway? Takeaway is this. Get a pop socket.
Yes.
Your phone does have a magnet on the back of it.
Yes.
Stop being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to you, maybe, Gavin.
Talking to you, me.
And the other one is, in your lowest moments, when you're feeling really down,
yeah.
Picture your parents. Picture your dad dropping a phone on his own face. And just picture the moment where he just goes, ah! And it'll cheer you up.
Just, you know the phrase, God damn it.
Right. Ah.
What the? I'm fine.
Linda!
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So, Katie and I were talking before the show started this morning about real IDs. Why are we doing this?
I know that we knew at one time, but I feel like that time has passed. And it also was something we were supposed to have prior to COVID.
Or right or like during COVID.
Yeah, like it was supposed to be happening around that time.
Yeah.
And then they go, we get it. You can't go into a DMV office. Mm-hmm. We'll push this back.
Yep.
And then they did for years.
Right.
And then Kevin told me the other day, like as of like May 7th or something.
Well, I should probably find that out again.
If you want to get on a plane, you need to have a real ID.
Yeah.
Which made me panic because I'm going to Vegas at the end of May.
May 7th. Yeah.
Okay.
May 7th.
Right.
Well, but Katie just found something out that's going to make everybody breathe a little easier.
It says that if you have a passport, a valid passport, you can wait to get your real ID when your license needs to be renewed.
The reason we're doing this is to, quote unquote, ensure a more secure and consistent process for issuing state-issued driver's licenses and ID cards.
Was that not already happening?
Right. What was the problem before? I kind of liked that we all had different looking cards. When I was a bartender and I had to check people's ID, that was Delaware.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, you were a bartender.
Yeah, that was really fun.
You know?
To find out where they place the date of birth on different license?
Driver's license.
Yeah.
Different.
And some were like wild.
Yeah, I some remember, on the like, back.
I remember when I found out New York State, what they do, but if you aren't 21, your license is vertical, not horizontal.
They start doing that here.
They did start doing that.
Like a couple years ago.
Up is down and left is right in the identification card world.
Horizontal is vertical.
It's wild right now.
Okay, I have to tell you guys something that is going to make us look really stupid.
Oh.
We, pre-COVID, had somebody come into the studio and sit with us and explain exactly what a real ID was and what we needed to do to get it, and not a single one of us remembered.
I have one.
I remember doing that. Yeah. You have a real ID?
Yeah. It's the one with the bear.
So, okay, I was going to ask you about different. That.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that.
So do I need a real ID and a driver's license, or is that my driver's license?
It's both.
Okay.
I don't know. If you have black light, it'll show the bear on the right-hand side.
Hold on. Do I have a real ID?
Yes.
I have a real ID.
I think so. Right?
How?
I've got the bear.
No, it's a UV bear under the gold mine guy. You could... Yeah.
See, I just got
Hold
my license
on a second.
Renewed, so...
In order to find out...
I've got a gold mine guy.
If you find out if you have a real ID, you need a UV light?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Kevin, do you ever... Give me your driver's license.
Oh, okay. So it is the bear, this bear. That tells you have
in
a
the corner.
Real...
Oh.
Yeah, corner in the if bear.
So got... you do have a corner bear.
I do have a corner bear.
So you
what
have
the
a real
F?
ID. What do you have?
Nothing.
You have the gold miner?
Nothing. I'm just a gold miner.
Oh, yeah. You're the federal non-compliant.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You're practically on the terrorist watch list.
I'm barely a person. Who even knows if I'm alive?
Not the state of California or the federal government. And honestly, you might be better off just having the federal government assume you're dead. So, like, okay, so now if you're Katie,
okay,
what are we going to do? What do you need?
Okay, so let's
answer some questions.
What do I need?
First of all, to answer the question, kids do not need a real ID to fly.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, this seems like uncharted territory.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, so what do you need to get a real ID? Okay, here we go.
You need several forms of
You need
stuff.
Proof of identity.
Okay. Is me being here not proof enough?
No, they need documentation.
Okay.
Okay, what about my birth certificate?
You need your social security number.
Okay, I have that. Do I need to give them the card, or can I just give them the number?
So you should just give them the card.
Okay.
If you can't give them the card, give them a W-2 or a pay stub.
I don't have either of them.
You can get a pay stub off of our website.
Okay, so I have to go on and print a pay stub?
Yes. Yeah. Do it here before you leave work. Okay.
Okay.
You also need two proofs of California residency.
Such as
bills, usually.
Like a utility bill?
Let me see here. Yeah, it's usually bills. Yeah, more a mortgage bill, utility bill. You can even use a bank statement or a rental agreement.
Okay.
So there you go. If you have got recently had to register your car,
okay,
that would count.
Okay.
You need two of those to prove that you live where you live. But if you're in the process of moving, which you kind of are right now, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Then I would imagine that's tricky. Because you probably don't have any of those for your new residency.
And my banks, my pay stubs now say my new address.
Because here's the problem. If you're, they do?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're, well, then use those.
But it doesn't match any of my other stuff yet.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Looks like you're not going to Vegas.
Where's your official residency? Like, is it your old place or your new place?
I guess technically my old place.
But see, if she uses her old place, then she's got a real ID for 4 years that has the wrong address.
Wow. You're in a sticky situation.
God.
Got to get that bear.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Ah, yes. It is time for us to play Hang 10. Aloha.
Oh, as they say, hello and goodbye.
Shaka hand, or as we call it here on the Wake Up Call, Hawaii hand, and a special mahalo to you, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I understand you've never heard us play Hang 10 before, right?
That is correct.
Fantastic. Okay, well, you're playing for tickets to see Ralph Barbosa and Renee Vaca at the venue. They're going to be there on May 23rd. Tickets still available. But you got to win them here. Now, Hang 10 is a game where we give you three categories. Then you get 10 seconds to name five things that apply to each category. We give you 1 point for every single thing you mention. You need 11 points to win. Mahalo. Right. Mahalo. Here we go. Practice round. All right.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five car manufacturers. Go.
Ford, Kia, Honda, Chevy, Jaguar.
Man,
Jaguar.
Fantastic. Look, you are a pro. I would say you are ready to go. All right?
Yeah, I feel it. All right.
He feels it. All right, now we're going to play for realsies. Tang 10 on the Wake Up Call.
Okay.
Let's do it.
In 10 seconds, name five animals you would find at a pet store. Go.
Mouse, snake, rabbit, bird, hamster.
Wow.
Okay, got it. Great.
Didn't even need to touch cat or dog.
Well, those are hard to get at a pet store now.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. No chinchillas? That's all right.
Well, I don't think you can buy that.
Chinchillas? I see them at PetSmart all the time.
Oh, chinchillas.
Just hopping around.
I was thinking of, what's that thing that goes in a ball?
Like an armadillo?
Hedgehog. Yeah, those are cute.
They're cute, but we can't have them as pets because they've got Lyme disease.
I don't know. I don't think they have Lyme disease. Okay.
All right, here we go. Great start. You got 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Next category.
Nice.
In 10 seconds, name five breakfast cereals. Go. Ooh.
Life, Honeycomb, Trix, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and
not even a Cheerios. Yeah. Not a Cheerios.
Captain Crunch,
Fruit Loops,
Tricks,
Raisin Bran,
Kix.
Yeah.
Look at this
Cookie
go.
Crisp.
Okay. Started with Life.
Yeah,
I love Life cereal.
I do too. It's not of this generation.
Yeah. Right. I mean, at a pet store, he started with Mouse.
Right. Oh, that's true.
While he feeds his snakes.
Yeah, he starts with the food.
Oh,
Gavin, jeez. Why'd you make it dark? Here's the great news. You have 9 points. You only need two to win. I believe in you. Okay, David? You're playing, or Rob, got tickets to Ralph Barbosa and Renee Vaca on the line. Okay. Here we go. Last round.
In 10 seconds, name five male singers. Go.
Five male singers?
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake. Blake Shelton, Adam Levine.
Who was the third one?
Adam Levine.
Oh, Adam Levine.
So he we only got mostly on voice. On the voice.
Yeah, whoever's on the voice.
Oh yeah.
Well, listen, that was enough. It was barely there, but you got 3 points, and that was enough to win. Congratulations, Rob.
Nice.
Yeah,
thank you guys so
absolutely.
Much.
We gotta stay on hold so we can get your information. Who are you gonna take with you to the show?
Oh, my wife, Monica.
Oh, that's great. Is she a big fan or are you a big fan?
It's her.
Her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I love that. All right. Well, make sure that you tag us in all the pictures that you guys take, okay? We're happy to send you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Stay on hold. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.